ਇਸੇ ਵਾਰ ਬਾਰੇ 10 ਸਾਲ ਪਹਿਲਾਂ ਹੀ ਪ੍ਰਿਪਰੇਸ਼ਨ ਕਰਨੀਆਂ ਸ਼ੁਰੂ ਕਰਤੀਆਂ ਸੀ।
ਬਿਲਕੁਲ ਬਿਲਕੁਲ। ਸੋ ਇਹ ਚੀਜ਼ਾਂ ਕਿ ਦੇਖੋ ਕਦੋਂ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਚੀਜ਼ਾਂ 'ਤੇ ਕੋਈ ਹੱਲ ਨਿਕਲਦਾ ਇਹ ਦੇਖਣ ਯੋਗ ਆ, ਅਤੇ ਰੋਜ਼ ਹੀ ਇਹ ਉਮੀਦ ਹੁੰਦੀ ਆ ਕਿ ਚਲੋ ਜੀ ਇਹ ਕਿਸੇ ਸਮਝੌਤੇ 'ਤੇ ਗੱਲ ਆਊਗੀ। ਹੁਣ ਸਟੇਟ ਆਫ ਹਾਰਮੋਸ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਸ਼ਿਪ ਆ ਉਹ ਨਹੀਂ ਸੀ ਅਜੇ ਤੱਕ ਨਹੀਂ ਲੰਘ ਰਹੇ, ਅਤੇ ਅਮੈਰੀਕਾ ਨੇ ਕਿਹਾ ਕਿ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਇੱਕ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਦਾ ਇਕਨੋਮਿਕ ਟੈਰਰ ਆ ਕਿ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਉੱਥੋਂ ਲੰਘਣ ਦਿੱਤੇ ਜਾ ਰਹੇ, ਅਤੇ ਅਮੈਰੀਕਾ ਨੇ ਹੁਣ ਇੱਕ ਬਦਲੇ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਇਰਾਨ ਦੇ ਸਾਰੇ ਪੋਰਟ ਆ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਬਲੌਕ ਕਰਤਾ, ਆਪਦੇ ਨੇਵੀ ਦੇ ਸ਼ਿਪ ਲਾਤੇ ਆ ਕਿ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਵੀ ਇਰਾਨ ਦੀਆਂ ਬੰਦਰਗਾਹਾਂ ਤੱਕ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਆ। ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਕਿਹਾ ਕਿ ਜੇ ਬਾਕੀ ਕੰਟਰੀਆਂ ਦਾ ਬੰਦ ਕੀਤਾ ਤਾਂ ਅਸੀਂ ਫਿਰ ਇਰਾਨ ਦਾ ਵੀ ਬੰਦ ਕਰਾਂਗੇ। ਸੋ ਇਰਾਨ ਦੇ ਸ਼ਿਪ ਪੋਰਟਸ ਤੋਂ ਕੋਈ ਵੀ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਟ੍ਰੇਡ ਹੈ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਉਹ ਉਹਦੇ ਲਈ ਹੁਣ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਕੱਲ੍ਹ ਤੋਂ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਆ ਉਹ ਲਾਤੇ ਸੀ ਸ਼ਿਪ 14 ਅਪ੍ਰੈਲ ਦੀ ਗੱਲ ਜੇ ਆਪਾਂ ਕਰੀਏ, ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਇਹਦੇ ਡੇਟ ਦੱਸਣੀ ਟਾਈਮ ਸਟੈਂਪ ਆਪਾਂ ਜ਼ਰੂਰ ਕਰਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਗੱਲਬਾਤ, ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਹਾਲਾਤ ਹੈ ਬਹੁਤ ਤੇਜ਼ੀ ਨਾਲ ਚੇਂਜ ਹੋ ਰਿਹਾ। ਸੋ ਐਨੀਵੇ ਗੱਲਾਂ ਬਾਤਾਂ, ਚਲੋ ਉਮੀਦ ਕਰਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਕਿ ਇਹ ਚੀਜ਼ਾਂ ਦਾ ਕੋਈ ਹੱਲ ਨਿਕਲੇ, ਅਤੇ ਸਰੋਤਿਓ ਪ੍ਰੋਗਰਾਮ ਦਾ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਸਮਾਂ ਵਾ ਉਹ ਸਮਾਪਤੀ ਵੱਲ ਜਾ ਰਿਹਾ, ਅਤੇ ਅਰਸ਼ ਬਹੁਤ ਬਹੁਤ ਧੰਨਵਾਦ ਅਤੇ ਬਹੁਤ ਬਹੁਤ ਵਧਾਈ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਵਿਸਾਖੀ ਦੀ, ਅਤੇ ਸਾਰੇ ਸੱਜਣੋਂ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਵਿਸਾਖੀ ਦੀਆਂ ਬਹੁਤ ਬਹੁਤ ਵਧਾਈਆਂ, ਅਤੇ ਫਿਰ ਅਗਲੇ ਮੰਗਲਵਾਰ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਨਾਲ ਨਵੀਆਂ ਗੱਲਾਂ ਬਾਤਾਂ ਲੈ ਕੇ ਫਿਰ ਤੋਂ ਹਾਜ਼ਰ ਹੋਵਾਂਗੇ। ਤਦ ਤੱਕ ਲਈ ਇੰਦਰਜੀਤ ਅਤੇ ਅਰਸ਼ ਨੂੰ ਦਿਓ ਇਜਾਜ਼ਤ। ਧੰਨਵਾਦ ਜੀ।
ਧੰਨਵਾਦ।
ਟੁੱਟੀਆਂ ਗੰਢਣ ਵਾਲੇ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਚਰਨਾਂ ਚ ਲਾਓ ਹਾਜ਼ਰੀ। ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕਾ ਖਾਲਸਾ, ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕੀ ਫਤਿਹ। ਗਰਗੇ ਵਾਲੇ ਪਾਤਸ਼ਾਹ ਕਿਸੇ ਜਲਾਲ ਜਾ ਕੇ 80,000 ਦੇ ਇਕੱਠ ਨੂੰ ਸੰਬੋਧਨ ਕੀਤਾ, ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੇ ਬਦਲ ਕੇ ਦੇਸ਼ ਦੀ ਘੜਨੀ, ਨਵੀਂ ਤਸਵੀਰ ਚਾਹੁੰਦਾ ਹਾਂ, ਬਣਾਉਣੀ ਦੇਸ਼ ਦੀ ਦਿਲ ਖਿੱਚਵੀਂ ਤਸਵੀਰ ਚਾਹੁੰਦਾ ਹਾਂ। ਮੇਰਾ ਹਰ ਹਰਫ ਕਿਆਮਤ ਹੈ, ਮੇਰਾ ਹਰ ਲਫ਼ਜ਼ ਬਿਜਲੀ ਹੈ, ਕੌਮਲ ਨਗਮਿਆਂ ਦੀ ਬਦਲਨੀ ਤਸਵੀਰ ਚਾਹੁੰਦਾ ਹਾਂ, ਬਦਲ ਕੇ ਦੇਸ਼ ਦੀ ਘੜਨੀ, ਨਵੀਂ ਤਸਵੀਰ ਚਾਹੁੰਦਾ ਹਾਂ। ਅੱਜ ਤੇਗ ਮੇਰੀ ਬਣਦੀ ਆ ਸਰਦਾਰੀਆਂ, ਆ ਜਾ ਜਿਹਨੇ ਆਉਣਾ ਖਿੱਚਿਆ ਸ੍ਰੀ ਸਾਹਿਬ। ਮੁਸਤਾ ਪ੍ਰਭਾ ਢਾਡੀ ਤਾਂ ਉਸ ਅੰਕੜੇ ਨੂੰ ਇਉਂ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗਾ ਬਈ।
This is Dan Frechette. You're listening to CJUM FM 101.5 in Winnipeg. Let the wind sing an empty song.
Good afternoon and welcome to Manitoba in the Moment. I'm your host, Lucy, as per usual. And today we are going to be doing a blind album listen with my very good friend, Kay.
Yay!
In lieu of, there was a bit of a issue that arose with Irvin Miller, so we're going to be pushing his interview back a couple of weeks, but you will get to hear more about his adventures for the summer in a little bit. But for today, we're going to be blind listening to Remainders from Chris Ulrich's new album, which is a bit of a concept album.
Oh, is it?
I believe so. It sounds a lot like it is.
Okay.
In the sense that it's more playing around with sounds.
Okay. So what is the track list look like? Because we've just heard our first two.
Yes.
And our second song was only 50 seconds, correct?
Yes. So the first one was I Rock Z, mm-hmm. which was that first mm-hmm. very distorted guitar.
Yeah.
And then the second one is called Me and You, mm-hmm. which is just that repeated loop mm-hmm. of lyric.
Where the distortion kind of goes more into the vocals rather than guitar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So everything kind of flows into each other.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm pretty sure this was just born out of playing around with different types of additions you can add on music. So different pedals, different
There's definitely plugins. A lot of fun plugins and distortions and effects that are happening in it.
And the album cover itself, too, is him. I think he's using some sort of effect board.
Okay.
And then he's got a lot of analog gear.
Fun!
So
it definitely feels very, like, early 2000s kind of nostalgia in the sense that where it's technology being used in kind of like a... I'm trying to find the right words here. Like
a new way,
like. Kind of, yeah, but it's obviously not new anymore. But it's kind of got that sense of retrofuturism, but
yeah.
like modern retrofuturism,
exactly.
Where it's that kind of Y2K kind of vibe mm-hmm. that all like, the kids are into.
Yeah, like if I do this, what will happen? Mm. Which I don't see a lot of people doing anymore, just because putting it through the computer is so easy.
Yeah,
so.
That's sick that he uses analog stuff.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. Analog is awesome, guys.
Analog's fun.
Like, it's, in my opinion, also easier to use.
There's also nothing quite like the feeling of flicking a switch and it does mm-hmm. the thing, you know?
Exactly.
It's and the little things.
Able to control everything.
Yeah.
At the same time without having to, like, automate it all.
Absolutely. I feel like it's, there's, like, a weird, like, when you're, the leaning into analog right now, like even just when you talk about like film camera mm-hmm. and like and just stuff like that, I feel like it's almost like sort of like a punk thing nowadays.
Yeah, a little bit.
Like it kind of feels sort of punk, like with AI and everything coming out. It's like we're gonna actually make it a little bit more difficult on ourselves, even though we have the option to not only do things easier but to not do it at all, which I think is sick. I think it's great.
It is great. Like it's a way to fight against all of these big companies.
Oh, yeah.
Like, there's been so many musicians who've had their voice stolen, their music stolen, and copyrighted against them
mm-hmm.
because they put it online and in a format that is easily consumed by AI.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'm not sure if you've seen or any of you listening have seen, but there's this band who's started using weird notes and funky time signatures.
Oh, is this the one that's, like, purposely trying to, like, trick AI out?
Like,
learning?
Cover themselves in polka dots?
Yes. Yes, I have seen them.
Yeah.
They're great.
Like, it's amazing, because AI doesn't know how to get into that.
The thing that AI can never take away is one of the most human things, which is spite,
mm-hmm.
which I think is wonderful.
Yeah.
Which, again, I think leans into that whole punk kind of move. And, of course, mm-hmm. you know.
Like a revolution a little
it's
bit.
It's great.
But it's also like, why are we using AI for very human things?
It is so silly because, like, I have a friend who researches cancer. She studies cancer. And she uses AI as a search tool. and she uses AI as a not as like a search tool like ChatGPT, but hey, this chromosome marked blah 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 blah. What database can I find this in? Like, that's all fine and dandy. However, if I see another like AI like video of like, what would it look like if these fruits were kissing? And it's like just, you know.
Yeah, it's
silly, stupid. Anyways, I could rant about AI for a while. And none of this ridiculous. Is a hot take.
I feel like if anybody has common sense, you shouldn't be using AI for that. Like,
no.
I saw this one video a couple weeks back where she was talking about how her friend asked ChatGPT if this plant was poisonous or if it was like edible or something.
Yeah.
And it was nightshade.
Oh.
So for those of you that don't know, if you touch nightshade, consume it, anything, like if you will die. There's no cure. There's no treatment. You're gone.
Which is kind of cool.
So if you can take a wild guess what the ChatGPT said, it said it was a carrot and that it was safe. So it's really lucky that this girl actually went and asked her friend, who is really into botany, if it was safe or not.
That's crazy.
Because as soon as they searched it up in a different tab, ChatGPT said it was dangerous and not to touch it. So it learns
based on what you write. Interesting.
So don't trust it because it could kill you.
Do you know what? You're right. I had a dream. I don't think last night, but two nights ago, not to be that person that talks about their dreams. I had a dream where this was a nerdy dream. I had a dream where I was playing D&D.
Okay.
Yeah. And which I do, and I'm proud of it. And it
comes with the territory when you're in music a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm playing D&D, and I had a dream where I asked ChatGPT what I should do next on my attack turn. And in this dream, I got caught by whoever was sitting next to me at the table, and they were like, "Really?" And I woke up in a cold sweat. I was like, "Never."
I mean, that's a pretty good thing to be terrified of, because like you're losing your ability to.
You're make sucking your own the thoughts. Joy out of everything. You're sucking curiosity out of everything.
Like, it's making everybody into some sort of drone.
I mean, honestly, like, and I feel like anybody who's listening who is a psychology student like myself or anything, every psychology class is kind of slowly becoming more and more warning of the dangers of AI. There's so much research being put into it, and rightfully so. And like, it's causing such an interesting division in so many different fields. I don't know.
Yeah.
I feel like it's an interesting age being a university student.
Oh yeah, caught in the crossfire of everything.
Yeah, because that's where jobs are, but also
it's taking jobs
at what cost?
Yeah, it's
at every cost.
Yeah, it's so going back to those more analog things, which is where we started here. It's a good thing to use. Like, use things that are not relying on computers super heavily.
Yes.
And ask people around you before you ask a robot.
Yeah.
Like, just be safe. Please and thank you. So, moving on. The next song on the album is called Calling You In Here. And it's about a minute and a half-ish.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll listen to that, and then we'll come and talk more about our thoughts on the more retro-sounding music. So here is Me and You by Chris Ulrich on 101.5 UMFM. We'll be right back.
about the right tune, key. Getting to know all about you.
So that was Calling You In Here by Chris Ulrich on 101.5 Yom FM. We're still Manitoba in the moment, if you were wondering. And we are here with Kay.
Hello.
One of my dear friends. And we are doing a blind album review.
Mm-hmm.
So we were talking about the more analog focus of this album. And I you can hear it here. Like, you can hear the switching.
Oh, yeah.
Of whatever device it is he's got going on.
I feel like you mentioned before that this album is more kind of conceptual. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's heavily atmospheric in how, you know what I mean? Like,
yes.
I feel it's got such a distinct scene, and I feel like that switching of the analog and the leaning into that, is necessary.
Yeah.
For it. Like, I don't feel like he could achieve this kind of, I don't know. It's such a...
It's making it very clear that it's human.
Oh, very much so. Like, and it kind of feels almost like the Toltec taking over. Like, it's that feeling of it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it is so, so leaning into all the distortion and everything. But I don't know. It feels like there's a human behind it, because there is, and it's nice.
And it's not removing... Like, we would typically cut out that in...
Yeah, I like that.
Glossing it over, mixing it, like, making it a produced thing. You would cut that out. You would cut the static. You would make it seem like a nice and shiny little product. But this is making it so clear that it's human and raw, and...
It brings in the process of creation into the finished product, which is my favorite kind of thing in music. Like, I mean, Lucy obviously knows this about me, and I know this about Lucy as well. We like kind of messy production, in the sense that it's not completely overproduced. It's not completely 1,000% edited, every minute detail and everything.
Yeah.
I love it when songs have false starts. I love it. Like, I don't know. I like when you hear background in the middle of that, even though that is kind of like, again, kind of overdone now, because it's like fabricated. Yeah. Like, the whole, ha ha ha, what about this? And it's like, you didn't write that. Like, you wrote that. Like, it's like, that didn't just happen. But it's cool when it's a part of the music in itself.
Mm-hmm. It brings it. I find when music is over polished, it makes it just seem like mainstream, constantly produced out music.
It feels more like a product.
Yeah, like more like it's coming off a conveyor belt and being tossed into a bin or whatever.
Absolutely.
But when you keep those more, oh, this weird thing happened while we were recording, or I found this, I don't know, lawnmower. My neighbor,
I love it. Yeah,
was cutting his grass, and I use that in it. Right, like that makes it more an art form. It makes it more fun,
more personal too,
and also it makes it human. So,
sorry. Speaking of human, Lucy just bumped the mic
just a little bit.
That's how you know that we're not AI.
Yeah, I mean, I hope I'm not AI.
I hope I'm not AI either. I don't know how to do AI voice.
Run. Okay, so, like, Calling You In Here, I feel like that is also... Like, it feels like a lot of these songs are little snippets that he's come up with.
Oh, yeah.
And just turned into, like, little bite-sized...
They're little ideas. I like it.
They're very consumable.
I would love for him to... if there's a place where he talks about why he has these titles in this specific order, I would be really interested, like, how intentional it all is.
Yeah. So for those of you who can't look up the list of songs, the order is first I Rock Z, then Me and You, then Calling You In Here, then Obsidian Mirror, which we'll be listening to next, then Randy's Ecoplex, which is sort of a analog version of a plugin. It's just an echo effect.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's basically something you plug into a computer and then it makes your guitar or whatever you're recording a little funky. And then next is Lucky Stars, which I've played on the show before for you all. And then Birds in the Airport. And
which
then
is a great song title.
It is. It's fantastic, especially because it's in an airport, so it could mean actual birds or planes.
Yeah.
Right? There's...
Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen a bird in the airport?
We'll get there in a second. And then the last song is Remainders, which, of course, is the title of the album. Mm-hmm. And
it's on disc 2 here on Spotify. It's in a completely separate disc, and it's a 10-minute song. And all of the other songs, I believe, are under, 3 minutes?
Yes, they're all about a minute.
Oh, even under 2 minutes.
There's one that's 2 minutes. Mm-hmm. The rest of them are a minute 30-ish or less.
Interesting.
So it's very much like a box of chocolates. Like, they're little tiny
nibbles. There's a box of chocolates and then a giant pan of brownies underneath in a separate disc.
Literally. Like, that's
great.
I think a great way to describe it.
Look at me go.
There we go. So if we make you hungry, go get or bake yourself brownies. I don't know.
Maybe I'll get a brownie cookie from Degrees after.
There we go. Mm-hmm. So everybody get brownies. I don't... your dealer's choice. Get whatever type you want. So we're going to be listening to Obsidian Mirror, and then we'll be back to talk more. So here is Obsidian Mirror by Chris Ulrich on 101.5 UMFM.
For sale. I just decided to give your number a shout. Anyway, I sent you a message back on the marketplace. So if your friend wants to give me a shout, I left the number on there. And there you go. Okay. Maybe talk soon.
So that first part was Obsidian Mirror. And then the second bit where you had sort of the more voicemail. That was Randy's Echoplex.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, I like the loop that was going on in Obsidian Mirror.
Did you notice how like the distortion just got dirtier and dirtier as it went too?
Mm-hmm.
Like never muddy, but just like dirty. Do you know what I mean? Like it had like that texture. It got more and more like rough.
And it wasn't mixing with any of the other elements at all.
And there was a couple moments where he had some MIDI synth stuff kind of peeking through the back.
Mm-hmm.
That was super clean, I don't know, I found that he kept pulling out like really, really clean, sharp tones.
Yeah.
Like really, really crisp that kind of cut through the rest and it panned.
It felt like dirty mirror shards.
Absolutely. Obsidian mirror.
And it also just felt like it sounded the way obsidian would sound if it was a song.
No, I see what you mean. It's rough.
Yeah.
It's rough. And it, like, like that loop all the time, but it was also like there were so many things that were passed back and forth and reflected in the different like layers and voices. And then I really like if I were I don't know, if I had time and energy and know-how and talent, then I would sit down and I would actually figure out what
all the layers going on.
No, or what that transition musically, like if I were to just transcribe it, is between the ending of that song and into the tone. Because, like, that message tone.
Oh, yeah, it goes.
You know what I mean?
It just is super, super fluid.
It resolves and it asks. I don't know. It's almost like it's going into a. I don't know. It's smart. You can tell he knew exactly what note that was and whatever he was doing with it. I don't feel like figuring out right now. I'd have to listen to it again to exactly tell you, like, oh, yes.
Yeah.
But, no, it's intentional and I love it. And it's just abrupt enough. But ties it in still because it feels like it's leading to that note the whole time.
It definitely feels like you're waiting on hold for somebody to pick up, and that's the waiting music. But it keeps building to the point where you're like, okay.
See, you know what I took it as?
Get there?
You know what I took it as? Is like, you know when you're like, you're thinking about something and it just keeps going and going and going and you're like, oh boy, I'm getting in my head.
Yeah.
And then like you get a text from a friend and it's like sent you a stupid reel or meme or whatever and it's like it just kind of breaks you out of it for a second, or like your Facebook market was like, hey, are you gonna pick up this thing later? It's like, oh right, I have to respond, I have to,
it like cuts
interact
that
with this person
thought.
Also, what a nice guy Randy sounds like.
Right,
Randy sounds like a great guy.
That was a very pleasant voicemail.
That was such a comforting Canadian accent.
Yeah.
Give you a shout.
Yeah.
Yeah,
definitely sounded like my grandpa.
I want it. Oh yeah,
yeah.
Randy's for sure wearing a trucker hat.
And big 1980s aviator glasses.
Oh, yeah. He has one jersey that he's, like, really, really proud of owning that he got way back in. He knows the exact year. And then I'll tell you about it. I feel like Randy has a few solid stories that he tells around the campfire.
Oh, definitely. Especially since he had an Ecoplex.
He does, yeah. Like, well, he had,
well,
I suppose.
Yeah.
Yeah, not anymore.
But
I wonder what led him to,
like, he had to
let
do
go
something
with
in music.
Must have.
Or just a collector.
I also want to know, like, I assume that Randy knows that his voice is not.
I would say so, just for, like,
but I want to know
reasons.
No, of course. But I want to know Chris's, like, how that conversation went.
Yeah.
How that went, like, hey, you know what?
Can I use your voice?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
probably. And Randy was like, oh, for sure. Like, he probably said it like that or something.
Yeah, because, like, not every day someone's like,
I feel like that's such a great compliment. I mean, it's either, it depends how it's used. I feel like this is used in a complimentative way.
Oh, it, for sure
Randy's painted
it
in a pretty good light here.
For sure is.
I want to get to know Randy.
Own thing on the album, too.
Oh, yeah.
Which is.
Your name on the album, that's sick. Maybe he used the Ecoplex to.
On the voicemail.
Yeah, I'm sure he used it somewhere on the album.
I mean, I feel like that would make sense.
Gotta get him on here. You gotta find out.
Yeah.
Every answer comes with another question, and that's good writing.
Yes. Like, I'm sorry. I'm still thinking about how we were talking about the build-up in.
Oh, yes.
Obsidian.
No, of course.
Like, it definitely, like, it gets to that point where you want it to change, but not in the way that it's, like, where you're waiting for the beat to drop.
No, it's like, a tension that is very immediately established and held quite well.
So well.
Very well.
But it's also, it's not reaching that point where you're getting, like, anxious or irritated from the wait. You're just kind of like, okay, so at some point this is going to change, but when?
And when it does change, like, it's not in the way you expect it, so you get not the satisfaction that you're kind of led to believe, which is nice. And
you get more of like a,
I also feel like,
oh
yeah, or like, oh okay. And the, can I just say, strange and picky and specific about this, perfect length.
Oh yeah, like they're
just enough to be like, wait, what? Oh oh, hi Randy, okay, I wonder why this, all right, on to the next. Like, it's
it
perfect length.
Overstay.
No, doesn't overstay its welcome.
It's just, this is this. Let's move on.
I also feel like it would be like if you were to put these songs in just a playlist, like just a you know, playlist of different vibes. They would all make for wonderful interludes.
Quite
all of them.
Yeah, because they're just, they're nice little short bits. They're like a great palette change.
Oh, absolutely.
Just because they're so odd and it feels like they kind of like,
they're so charming,
calm your brain down.
They're so
a little
charming
bit.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
Just like the, I don't know, I find distortion always just like shuts down whatever overthinking or
yeah
crazy hectic thoughts go on in your head.
Absolutely.
It's just
static yeah
and a little funky sounding, like,
oh yeah,
you're so right. They would just,
yeah,
good to change your mood. So if you guys need that, go listen to Remainders. Mm-hmm.
And if anybody needs an Ecoplex,
hit up Chris, or maybe Randy has another one.
Maybe,
you never know. We haven't, there's a conspiracy, a Randy conspiracy starting now.
Maybe what? If you could, what if you could find that old listing,
the man, the legend, Randy?
Yeah,
maybe there's a chance that's just sitting there. Guys, if you do find it, give a shout,
please,
we need to know. So moving on, we're gonna listen to Lucky Stars and then we will be right back. So here is Lucky Stars by Chris Ulrich on 101.5 UMFM. That was Lucky Stars by Chris Ulrich on 101.5 UMFM. So we are doing, again, a blind album review / listen of Chris Ulrich's newest album. And, again, I'm here with my friend Kay, and we're just kind of talking about it.
I loved that one.
Yeah, it's so different from
that
the
was,
rest.
That was a different one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was, that was like an actual full song, but it's so sweet and so gentle.
That was lovely. You know what it feels like? It feels like the weather right now.
It does.
You know what I mean? Like it's just spring is finally kind of peaking out.
Mm-hmm.
It's got this. But it still keeps that sense of nostalgia. It's still very much.
Yeah.
But he's bringing in the banjo. He's bringing in the guitar. Oh, it's lovely. Mm. I feel like that twang kind of sound really complements. Mm-hmm. The staticky, analog, everything and all the plugins. Easy. I don't know. Those sounds really complement each other. So even though it was different, it didn't feel out of place. But it was like, nice.
Like, they all feel quite soft
sounding. Very.
and that's probably like the more staticky element of it. Mm-hmm. But this one's also just very sweet.
This
and
is such a sweet
innocent
song.
And it's so sweet. Wholesome.
Well, except for one of the layers. But even it feels like a sweet version of it. Know what I mean? It mm-hmm. kind of feels like a very puppy love, yeah. like high school kind of. Know what I mean?
Yeah, or like even the two old people sitting on their swing together.
Oh, I could see that.
Right? Like, yeah. Just that there's nothing
that's sweet,
wrong, or harsh. It's just what it is.
Absolutely.
Right?
I feel like anybody who inspired him to write something like that should take that as a massive compliment. And yeah. I feel like, as someone who doesn't know what inspired him to capture that, he captures it so well that it mm-hmm. feels like very much like a relatable. Like, everyone, so just that feeling of, it's lovely. I don't know. I like that song a lot. That was lovely.
Yeah. It definitely makes adorable. You feel really just...
It's cozy.
Cozy. It makes you feel, like, I don't know, safe also. Like,
it brings grass back, stains.
Yeah. Like, when you're mm-hmm. in the summer, oh, just yeah. lying in the sun.
It's like a grass stain.
It's, yeah. I don't know. It makes me think of my childhood a lot. Mm-hmm. Which was mainly me just lying in grass and staring at clouds, but...
Absolutely.
You know, that's a great time.
That was a great time. Always, mm. always, always looking at clouds.
It's a great time. Especially when you're a kid and you're just, like, done from playing and being engaged. Just...
Oh, yeah.
Finding that sort of, like,
oh,
calm
yeah.
area.
Finding whatever... I mean, I'm fidgeting right now. You know, like, the combo of fidgeting in the grass mm-hmm. and looking up...
Yeah.
Or whatever. Fidgeting in the grass, fidgeting with a leaf that you found or a stick or whatever.
Trying to braid the grass.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's just the perfect song for it.
Oh, yeah. It's lovely. It's very much got that kind of, yeah. That's lovely.
I feel like that's the best way to summarize it.
You know what? This would be great. This whole EP would be lovely, lovely, lovely. Like, just music at a cabin. Mm-hmm. Or, like, I don't know.
In the background.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Like, well, playing games at a cabin or yeah, something, like, and then having this in the background. That would be, like, such an incredible vibe.
Game of, like, spike ball or something going on.
I was thinking, like, a card game.
Card game? That would be good, too.
I was thinking, like, a card game.
I feel like having, like, social activities going on, and this is just...
Oh, yeah, but it has so much intent. You can still actively listen to it, because it's mm-hmm. produced wonderfully.
And it's not necessarily where you have to be, like... looking for the words like you do with most songs.
No, the words are nice, and I mean, again, there's some distortion on the vocal, so you kind of have to actively listen in some mm-hmm. sense, but it's a nice thing where you can actively listen to it and get something out of it mm-hmm. or it establishes such a lovely kind of atmosphere.
Yeah, definitely.
That it's just, yeah, that this is great. I like this. Yeah. I'm gonna be listening to this more, actually.
I mean, it does feel like being at the beach. And
oh yeah, I see what you mean. Yeah,
yeah, like with my family, our cabin isn't like by the beach mm-hmm. so we bike down to it mm-hmm. but that's what it feels like when you're
in a Manitoba beach where it's yeah. like the sand is dirty,
so it's like a little bit funky, but then you're yeah. biking there, the wind's a little bit cold,
it's
but
nice.
Then there's the sun and it's nice and warm, and there's lots yeah. of people walking everywhere.
Yeah,
like that's, I feel like, what this encapsulates.
It feels very prairie,
mm-hmm.
like very prairie nice weather, where it's like in other places it might be like a day.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, yes.
This is our good weather.
This is lovely. Mm-hmm. The wind isn't knocking me over, and it's just enough to, you know.
Yeah, just enough where it's cooling me down, but also it's not enough where I'm getting sand in my eye.
Oh, I was taking a test the other day. And the wind was so loud, it was like it was horrible, horrible, horrible sounding wind. Mm-hmm. And it distracted the whole class taking this test, because it was ridiculous. Anyways.
Wind in the prairies.
Yep. This album does not feel like that.
No, it's completely the opposite. But we're going to move on to the one that we were talking about a bit earlier.
Birds in the airport.
Yeah. So we'll find out what kind of birds were... listening to.
Absolutely.
All right, so here's Birds in the Airport on 101.5 UMFM.
Where I am going is anyone's guess. I can't
the reason I left, like a bird in the airport, so far from this nest. I could go anywhere, see anything, ride the winds to the south, feel the sting of its heat. I could be anyone or anything, a thousand feet high in a passenger seat. Birds in the airport fly overhead, and where I am going is anyone's guess.
So that was Birds in the Airport, and
I have many thoughts.
Yeah. Well, we're going to have to keep it relatively brief because I do need to play some ads, and we have that 10-minute song going.
Oh, we sure do. Okay. Quick.
We'll go real quick.
Maybe it's just because it's called Birds, and I was thinking about birds. Immediately, the first bird I thought of was Cannon Crows.
Oh, yeah.
That piano progression and that type of lyricism is very... I don't know. It's got that kind of Counting Crows type, which is lovely. And I like how he kept his voice. I don't know. I loved how he mixed his voice. I liked how it was coming out either. I could talk about the production. What else? Birds in the Airport. Anything about flying and like migration and stuff like that has been getting me lately.
Yeah.
Because I'm preparing to move.
Yeah, that is true.
And so any song about migration or, like, moving from place to place and stuff like that is getting me, like, immediately, like, this was lovely. This was nice and melancholy. Blah, blah, blah. It's, again, that kind of bird, plane, organic technology intersection, blah, 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 blah. I could talk about that.
It also caps, like... that idea of, like, you're leaving somewhere that you want to be.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you're leaving your friends, your family, whatever, there so that you can go somewhere else. So it's a lot of that sense of, like, not necessarily dread, but just, like, oh, I'm going to go do something I like to do, but I also...
It doesn't feel natural. Like a bird in the airport. Why do they need to be there?
Exactly.
You can fly all by yourself. And it's, hey, I'm doing this thing that doesn't feel natural... but it is natural, but I'm doing it in an unnatural way, and it's that kind of nervousness, and I don't know. That was lovely. I liked that a lot.
Yeah, it was very, very sweet, and it definitely pairs so well with Lucky Stars, like, just continuing
absolutely.
Like that. Sweet.
Well, it's the familiarity, and then it's the into something new.
Yes.
And which I feel like makes this one hit better. Like, I really like the way he laid out these two tracks back to back and the way he did.
They just work so beautifully together.
Lovely.
So.
I loved that. That was a lovely one.
It was. With that, we're going to have to listen to some ads. And then we're going to jump right into the final song.
Yes.
Remainders. You're listening to 101.5 UMFM. This is Manitoba in the Moment.
The Casualties have always been pretty direct about it. Fast, loud, and straight ahead. It's street punk at its core. No gloss, no reinvention, just an unrelenting intensity that's been carried across decades of shows and records. It's an evening of music built for shouting along, pushing forward, and not overthinking it. Yet somehow, it lands with the same urgency it always has. Joined by openers The Drowns and Rum Kicks, it's a night full of punk rock ferocity. Don't miss The Casualties as they hit the Park Theater April 26 at 7 p.m. Tickets are only $27.50 plus fees. Available now via ticketweb.ca. Punk legends, The Casualties, at Park Theater for one night only on April 26th. Brought to you by your friends at Moto Live and proudly supported by UMFM 101.5.
Hey there, I'm Tyler Phil, the founder of My Student Wellbeing and a fellow Winnipegger. I'm passionate about making a positive change in the city, which is why I created My Student Wellbeing, a place where many university students can access mental health counseling, often within 24 hours, at no out-of-pocket cost to them. Help spread the word, since many students don't know about us and how easy it is to get help. Oh, and if you work in mental health or you're passionate about making our community a better place, send me a message through mystudentwellbeing.ca, and I'd love to connect with you. Together, we can make incredible changes.
Come on! Since first introducing the world to the sound of Kiwa's golden era, Buena Vista Social Club has become one of the most celebrated musical legacies in history, a living tradition that continues to bring generations of musicians together from Havana to sold-out stages around the world. Now carried forward by Buena Vista Orchestra, the music returns with a powerhouse lineup led by violinist Rolando Morejon Reyes and a stellar band of world-class players connected to the Buena Vista Social Club, Celia Cruz, the Afro-Cuban All-Stars, and more, keeping the classic sound alive and in motion. Don't miss Buena Vista Orchestra at the historic Burton Cummings Theater Sunday, October 25th. Great tickets are on sale now, starting at $39.50 plus fees, available through Ticketmaster.ca. Don't miss Buena Vista Orchestra live at the Burton Cummings Theater, October 25th, proudly supported by UMFM 101.5.
Sukrum's Brewing Company and UMFM 101.5 presents Sunday Sessional, a monthly pairing of UMFM program hosts and musical guests in the intimate environs of Sukrum's Tap Room. Spend a Sunday afternoon enjoying song selections from one of your favorite radio hosts and stripped-down performances from some of the city's best artists while enjoying a tasty beverage or two. This free event happens monthly at Sukrum's Tap Room, located at 479B Warsaw Avenue, but like a rotating tap, each one is unique with a new host and slate of performers. For more information on Sunday sessional dates and details, visit the event calendar at umfm.com and come join us at Sukrum's.
about the right tune, key. Getting to know all about you. Getting to
for sale. I just decided to give your number a shout. Anyway, I sent you a message back on the marketplace. So if your friend wants to give me a shout, I left the number on there. And there you go. Okay. And we talk soon. All right. Bye-bye.
You're listening to 101.5 UMFM. This is Manitoba in the Moment. So that was the last song on the Remainders album called Remainders. And that was kind of like...
It was a medley.
Yeah. And or as you put it earlier,
a mixtape.
Like, it was really cute. Really
I liked it. So you can listen to each individual kind of snippet of that, or you can listen to the whole thing.
Which is 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Or you could just listen to both if you really want to. But it's sick. A good little, I don't know. Like,
cute. It showed it showed how well it flowed into one another. I mean, again, because we're talking in between everything. So it gives a good sense of, yeah. That was lovely. Yeah, that was great.
It's very sweet, very nostalgic. So, guys, go listen to it. And I hope you enjoyed us yapping in between. Yeah. Not always on topic.
That's fine.
But, you know, that's kind of what we do when we do these little album
reviews. Was pretty impressed with myself with how on topic I stayed, I'll have you know.
I mean, we did a pretty fairly good job.
We did pretty good. We're getting better.
I feel like this was also a good one for bringing up the how important it is to have humans
in
art.
Humans doing human stuff.
Yeah. Like, I feel like this album is a great one that's just like...
Yeah.
Putting that fact out there without saying it.
Absolutely. I completely agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So, thanks everybody for tuning in to Manitoba in the Moment. We'll be back next week. But make sure you check out either Remainders by Chris Ulrich or check out his other albums because, again, he is quite a talented musician.
Mm-hmm.
And
quite a staple.
Yes. Like, if you're looking for somewhere to start with Manitoba music... He is a really great one to start with. So we will catch you next week on 101.5 UMFM. This was Manitoba in the Moment.
No Fun Club is just what you think. It's a place that hates fun. It's also a world-class recording studio. You can come record your music. You'll get in the zone. It'll sound great. And you know, it might be tempting to have fun, but we can't allow it. We have an amazing gear collection, tape machines, we have modern computers, we have chandeliers and couches, we have a kitchen and multiple recording environments of various sizes and acoustic properties. The one thing we don't have is fun, and we never will. No compromises, no fun,
and no problem.
The Casualties have always been pretty direct about it. Fast, loud, and straight ahead. It's street punk at its core. No gloss, no reinvention, just an unrelenting intensity that's been carried across decades of shows and records. It's an evening of music built for shouting along, pushing forward, and not overthinking it. Yet somehow, it lands with the same urgency it always has. Joined by openers The Drowns and Rum Kicks, it's a night full of punk rock ferocity. Don't miss The Casualties as they hit the Park Theater April 26th at 7 p.m. Tickets are only $27.50 plus fees. Available now via ticketweb.ca. Punk legends The Casualties at Park Theater for one night only on April 26th. Brought to you by your friends at Moto Live and proudly supported by UMFM 101.5.
You're listening to CJUM 101.5 FM in Winnipeg.